Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Inventables, the hardware store for designers. Learn more about Carvey, their new 3D carving machine, at Inventables.com.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is the business. About like 1 week shy of a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical world of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here on this table. In this tavern.
On this table?
On this very table. In this very tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, my favorite people in Foon. I'm really expecting you to just jump in with your name.
I thought maybe you should introduce us for a change.
Oh, okay. By my buddy, Usidor, Grandmaster of the Halls of Tarakis.
Nope, not way off.
Devourer of Chaos, Master.
I shall do it, for Arnold cannot. I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakis. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstangis, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maester. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet, and I'm throwing it to Chunt.
I'd like you to introduce me, please.
Hey, baby, it's Chunt. Chunt's up with that pun.
That's terrible. So this is the table that the podcast happens
this
on.
Future generations will come to look at this table where the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern was recorded every week.
Why?
The thing that saved all of Foon and moved scientific...
Did this table save Foon?
It will have saved all of Foon, and it will have advanced the understanding of reality in my world.
Huh.
Also, I want to say about Gas My Anus.
Duh.
It comes at the very end of your name. So the challenge is that I always feel like I've missed it.
It's uh-huh.
Like you're getting all the way through your name, and I'm like, oh, shit, I think I missed Gas My Anus. And then it happens, and I'm like, oh, it's at the end.
Why? Do you have what's called first world problems?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what we'd call a first world problem.
Great.
That you don't know when to interrupt someone with the joke, Gas My Anus.
Choo-choo.
Yes.
You're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
I have some news.
Uh-oh.
I am once again courting my good lady friend, Jen Levial.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Yes, we're dating again. I believe that this time we won't pull any wizardly tricks on each other, but you never know, for I am capable of anything.
So how did you guys reconnect, and how are you, what's going on?
I was looking in my mirror, and she appeared in my mirror and said, "You up?"
So it was like a booty reflection?
Did she say, "Want a magic box and chill"?
She did say that, as a matter of fact. How did you know?
Because I've had a lot of girls say that to me. They're like, I have a magic box, and I'm like, "You want a magic box and chill?" And I'm like, "Nah."
Yeah, so it's, you know, we are not putting labels on it!
Well, speaking of labels, our first guest? Our guest. We only have one guest this episode.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm sorry.
You look like you've lost like 30 pounds.
I have been working really hard. First of all, thank you.
Yeah.
I've been working really hard trying to get this lunar sword, and it's exhausting. And I'm kind of like hurt. I'm achy, like between the exercise that my body is not accustomed to and just fighting Klax the skeleton all the time. And like, I always beat him now, but he kind of sometimes beats the shit out of me. And I just need like, I'm sort of thinking, I wonder if I trade in all of this old rusty armor and weapons I got, if I can get a health potion or something.
You know that once you beat him, you're not supposed to turn around and immediately leave the dungeon, right?
I know, but it takes a long time, and I'm exhausted after I beat him. I'm like, all right, see you tomorrow, Klax.
Well, let us know if you ever want some companionship, and we're happy to help you out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you guys help me in my dungeon crawl?
Oh, I know all sorts of spells, and I have my sword with me, and we'll ride Grimhoof there, and all sorts of shenanigans shall happen along the way.
Yeah, and I'm pretty powerful for my size.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's a date.
I mean, part of it was I wanted this to be my thing, if that makes any sense. Like, I know people give me a lot of shit for not doing anything here, and part of me was like, if I can do this, if I can get the Lunar Sword. But, I mean, it's more fun. It's more fun.
Dungeon fight! I think it's very mature of you to realize that you are not capable and asking for the help that you need.
That's true.
Speaking of mature, can we introduce our first guest?
Yes, we were about to do that a long time ago.
I'm so sorry. We are joined by Baron Ragoon.
Baron Ragoon, yes. Thank you so much for having me join you here at this lovely table in this charming tavern.
Thanks for being here. Now, I have to ask, just because of Princess Philippa, is Baron a title, or is that a...
Baron is my title.
Great.
I am the steward of the Shrike Valley.
Oh, wow.
Now, we're very honored to have you at our table this evening. I've heard tales of the Ragoon family for many decades now.
Well, that's very kind. Very kind of you to say, and very nice to hear. I mean, obviously, the Ragoon family has had some rough times, you know, the South in general has, but we're back. Shrike, we're back.
Yeah.
That's the message I've got for folks.
I'm sorry, I'm relatively...
Give up on having given up on Shrike.
I'm sorry, I'm relatively new to this world. I've only been here 1 week shy of a year. What's the hardships that the Shrike Valley has had?
You know, we've had better days. When I was a young boy, you know, we were still part of the overall kingdom of Grin Fallon and good Queen Elsinore, but, you know, she passed away, and then that whole kingdom fell. We don't have a king of our own now. You know, her heirs are trapped sleeping in that hedge maze, so I don't think anyone's going to be getting through that.
It's a bit of a mess, frankly.
You know, it was very, very casual kingdom, even when I was a kid, but since I have become Baron, I have tried to get folks back on their feet and active again, yeah.
That's great. So you're really just trying to do your best for the Shrike Valley.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, any surrounding areas who choose to join the Shrike Valley under my noble guidance, of course, would be more than happy to help. I've been a leader since I was 7 years old. So,
wow.
Very impressive, young man.
That's a lot. That's a
I
lot
feel like
of-
a lot of people like Shrike when they're, like, younger. I feel like Shrike appeals to a lot of kids.
I'll go ahead and say that I had a miserably unhappy childhood.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear. Sorry to hear.
Yes, when I was seven, I saw my parents, the Baron and Baroness, they were devoured by smorps in front of my eyes.
Oh, wow.
Smorps.
Wow, and I gotta ask.
Oh, how I hate them. Oh, if I could just capture enough of them, I could have some soup in my pot tonight.
Some soup in your butt tonight?
In my pot. You know what I just realized, though? I could have some soup in my butt. There's nothing stopping me.
I'm going to have some of this fruit in the middle of the table here. Sorry, I just ordered some low-hanging fruit for the table.
There's nothing stopping you from having soup in your butt.
Besides
the desire to do it.
It hadn't occurred to me until Chunt brought it up, but I suppose I could.
May I ask, is this a wizard thing? I know you're packing a little extra room down there.
Yes, there is an innie in and outie. Mm-hmm. It's very true. I've never done it before. But why not?
Yeah. So, Baron, I'm just curious to hear, what are some of the good things that you've done for Shrike?
Before I came of age, we had no military to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young men and women without any ideas of what to do with themselves.
No structure.
That's right. People would just make about as much food as they needed, and then they would go and laugh and play on hillsides.
Seems kind of nice.
One day that's good, and then, 2 days, that's kind of nice, and then a week you're like, oh, I need a break from running on hillsides.
Sure.
We're trying to, add a little more structure to life in the Shrike Valley.
Fighting the natural sloth of humanity.
So what's your vision for Shrike, then?
I hope to have up to 200 men-at-arms by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, just make it a place where people feel safe.
Sure.
Not safe per se, but instead of wondering if your children are going to be, kind of kidnapped by woodland creatures, you just know that, no, they will not be kidnapped by woodland creatures.
Oh.
Members of the Baron's Guard will come and get them at the appropriate age and put them to work.
Oh, wait, what?
Oh.
So...
It's sort of like, hey, your kids are not in the hands of wild animals. They're in, indentured servitude.
Right, except for the members of our guard who are wild animals.
What? So you're conscripting these children into your service at a young age and not letting them come to their natural demise?
Yes, I think that's a good description of what we're doing. Look, I know...
I'm torn.
We've got a lot of pushback on this, but I, as a child... my parents died. I was kind of raised by senile manservants. Mm-hmm. There was a very creepy jester at my castle.
And that's redundant.
Yeah. And all I wanted was structure,
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say that I found it now.
It sounds like you found it and created it.
Yes.
Sort of for everybody.
Yeah, it's a circle. It's a circle. I mean, if any of you are looking for a little more structure, Come on down to Shrike. Am I correct that you're a shapeshifter? Did I hear that correctly?
I am, yeah, I am.
We can get you any form you want. Just say the word.
Huh.
We'll bring someone in.
Could you make me a crab?
Wow. I can make you a crab probably tomorrow.
So I could
be
crab. What?
Crab.
Were you going to do it?
Crab. No, you could do it.
No, that's fine. You go ahead.
Crab Ragoon?
I don't know what that means.
I'm afraid I don't catch that.
What?
Either.
No, but you're Baron Ragoon. Fair enough.
Now, if anyone at this table needs structure, it's our good friend Arnie.
Yeah, I heard you mention you were going on a quest.
I'm going on a quest to get a lunar sword.
Now, where is this lunar sword at?
It's in a dungeon. It's actually very close to here. It's just on the outskirts of Hog's Face.
And anyone could go into that dungeon and get an incredibly powerful lunar sword, is what I'm
hearing. I mean, yes, but you have to... Oh, it's very dangerous, though.
Right, but say a company of men led by a battle-hardened commander could probably make some good distance through there, correct?
Seems reasonable, yeah.
No, I think what would happen is that it's closed.
No, it's wide open. You can just go in there, run, ransack through the whole place, take whatever you want.
I think our Ragoon companion liketh the Dark Lord.
Let's wait to talk about the lunar sword until he's gone. Let's wait till we're beyond Ragoon.
Sir, you're a wizard, correct?
I am the wizard, Usador the Blue.
Are you looking for work right now? We've got a pretty decent court magician in Shrike, but just a human, just knows a little bit of spells. I mean, we were able to watch Mittens, but
you would replace some. Sorcerer human with a true wizard?
I mean, that hell of an upgrade, right?
Oh, that's a good point. But
they have a talking donkey in Shrike.
They do?
Yes. Nobody respects it.
I would love to see that.
You know old Billy?
Yeah. I hate that dude. He's obnoxious.
Yeah, it's sort of like a comfort food conversation, though. You know, sometimes a rainy day, you just go and you watch that donkey in his antics, yeah. And, you know.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, just certainly.
Straight up, like, yeah. Hypothetical question.
Yeah.
You're walking along a path.
Uh-huh.
Dark Lord pops out.
Whoa.
He puts up his hand for a high five. Are you meeting him for the high five? Are you hightailing it out of there?
You know, I'll be honest.
Do you bow in his presence?
If the Dark Lord put up a hand to high five, I would probably just lose my mind. But once I stopped fanning out, yeah, I would love to high
fanning
five.
Fanning out?
Yeah.
He's a fanboy.
Oh, fanning out like a fan.
A couple of things I need to respond to here. First of all, it would be a high seven were it the Dark Lord.
Oh, good point. This is another fan right here. This guy knows
not,
what he's
not
talking
a
about.
Fan? How dare you, sir? How dare you? And no, I will not take your position as your court's wizard, for I have a purpose, and my purpose is to destroy that Dark Lord. It is all I was brought into Foon to do.
And kill that donkey, too.
I might kill the donkey.
You know what? This is my fault. You know, I should have known better than to, you know, discuss politics. I'm just kind of out here in Hog's Face trying to shake some hands, getting some more visibility for Shrike. But you know, you're against the Dark Lord. I'm for him. We don't need to let that ruin our team.
We absolutely do.
Well, you know what?
Agree to disagree.
It sounds like we actually have a lot to talk about here. But let's take a quick break. And we'll get to the bottom of exactly what's going on with the Dark Lord and Baron Ragoon.
Blemish returns. This is Blemish from the Vermilion Minotaur with your rumor of the week. There is a rumor that Choo Choo's Chow has been linked to a horrifying stomach virus from serving rancid futnuts. If rumors are to be believed, you must run to the Vermilion Minotaur, which is under new ownership and management. Vermilion Minotaur at the base of McShingleshane Forest.
All right, and we're back with Baron Ragoon and Chunt.
Hey.
And just a small, not a big deal, but Isidore was not happy that we have a guest who's pro the Dark Lord, and he stormed out, but, you know.
You know what? I get it. When I was a kid, I heard nothing but bad things about the Dark Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I found myself in a real dark place in my life.
Sure.
And I just opened up my heart to the Dark Lord, and he walked in.
Uh-huh.
And it was transformative. It changed my life.
It was like you were killed again.
It was like all of that sadness. I felt like, oh, I wish I could die.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I have, and it didn't make a difference.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I found everlasting death with the Dark Lord.
Oof. Yeah, I mean, it does what it says on the package.
Sure, sure. Well, I'm sort of weird, not sure where we should go from here. Like, I don't know if I want to spread Dark Lord propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think we just
propaganda. I'm not here to spread propaganda. Like, the Dark Lord does not need me going out and tooting his many, you know, fell horns.
Sure.
I'm
the Dark
just
Lord
here.
Has horns?
Oh, well, yes. Yes. I mean, I haven't seen him in person, but in my dreams when he visits, there are many horns.
Well, I think we just try and get to know him as a person.
Yeah, let's keep it real. Here's what you know, look. In my world, sometimes you know, you're stuck at a table, usually around a holiday, with someone who you do not agree with politically, and then you just try to keep the conversation real surface.
Yeah. Yeah, like you always have that one, like, grandpa who, like, loves the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Like, how in this day and age do you like the Dark Lord?
Yeah, and you know what? You're not going to change that grandpa.
Yeah.
You're not going to make that grandpa have different opinions on the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
And that grandpa is not going to change your opinions about the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
Keep it surface.
Well, it's like old Billy used to tell me, in the morning I'm making waffles.
What?
So,
I love Billy's waffles.
Baron, yeah, well, Baron, do you tell us about your family? So you come from, your parents were murdered.
No, devoured by smorps in front of me.
Great small talk.
Yeah.
I know, it's not easy.
When I turned 17, I took the servants who had been raising me, whose intent I was unclear on, and I locked them in the dungeon.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, and this was after I had my moment. This is where I was like, what am I going to do? And then I heard the voice of our Dark Lord and his hot breath. and his overgrown fingernails kind of resting on my shoulder.
Oh, boy.
And I saw what I needed to do. So, you know, killed or imprisoned, that jester is still alive. But let me tell you, he wishes he were not.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, I went out and I found myself a wife, you know, mm-hmm. Shrike Valley.
You met a wife or you found yourself a wife?
I found myself a wife. You know, she was a peasant woman, very, very beautiful. It was simply a matter of killing her sweetheart and bringing her to the castle.
Ooh, small talk is not small.
Yeah, he is a bad dude.
And you know, after her lover was dead, then there was like that kind of the she had one. Her father was always left. So then there was that threat of like, oh, what are you gonna do to my dad? And I was like, nothing. Just come on over. So that was our fairy tale beginning.
Sure.
And I gotta say, like 10 years later, we love each other more than we did on the day of our marriage.
Because it would be hard not to.
No, she did not care for me there at the beginning, but she's opened her heart to the Dark Lord.
Oh, okay.
You know, we regularly feel his presence in our marriage.
Sure.
Often in the marriage bed.
I don't know how much longer I can sit here. I feel like I have soup in one of my butts.
Yeah,
you know,
on the one hand, this story
alone.
Is so depressing, I don't want to hear more about it, and yet, you know me, as soon as he talked about the Dark Lord being in his marriage bed, there's a part of me that wants to know more.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's just like a feeling you have,
mm-hmm.
and then...
Where is that feeling?
Oh, well, you know, it depends on the day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's in your heart, sometimes it's a little lower.
Sure. If it were a soup, where would you feel it?
Oh, yeah, no, it's butt soup, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, great, fantastic.
Yeah. Other times, one, or I suppose maybe both of us, but, you know, sometimes one of our eyes will go all black and we'll start chanting in the dark tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The sex is great.
Sure.
But, you know, then the next morning,
busy,
no one will remember what happened. Well, the person whose eyes were not
keep
black.
Keep him busy, Chunt.
What?
Keep him busy, Chunt. Oh, okay.
Hey, can you, I have still a few low-hanging fruits in this bowl.
Arnold.
Do you know how to juggle?
You know what? I've never tried, but with the Dark Lord,
down
anything is possible.
Table.
Yeah, give it a shot. Just grab some of those low-hanging fruit.
All right.
Just toss one up. And
oh, yeah. Hey, I'm not bad, huh?
Yeah.
You said our one.
I've made myself one with the shadows underneath the table.
You're just hiding underneath the table.
I made myself one with the shadows.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. I'm going to listen in and get any information I can about the Dark Lord, so keep him talking.
So we've got four kids, four beautiful kids.
And I don't
oh,
want
wow.
butt soup to
and
be
and then
a thing.
I have six more bastard children.
Okay. Do you call them that?
Yes.
Wow,
yeah.
What a treat for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about bastard children is, like, they're better than strangers, but less good than you know, legitimate children.
Sure.
But when you're, I don't know how it is for you, but when you're a nobleman, bastards are the best. They are so eager to please. Uh-huh. Like, it's just in their head that they're not good enough. You can get them to do anything.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. Arnie, this guy sucks.
I know. What's he got him to do? Ask him what he's got him to do.
Stop. Look, this guy is evil, but also you're fucking under the table. We can all see.
I'm sorry.
Just stop.
Oh, excuse me. What's going on here?
I don't want.
Don't look under the table.
You know what? I love getting out and interacting with common folk. I really do. You don't look under the table. Am I doing it right?
I think so.
I don't want butt soup to be a thing.
You don't want butt soup to be a thing?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't want it to become a thing.
So, when you saw your wife's face, were you a believer?
I was, yes.
Ask him what sort of things he's done to help the Dark Lord.
What sort of things have you done to help the Dark Lord?
Oh, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm sort of guessing what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I'll dream I'm at his dark obsidian table and hear his plans. I mean, you know, is that a dream? Is that a vision? But, you know, in the morning, I'm just like, you know what? I need to fix a road. You know,
sure.
Infrastructure is kind of what I'm all about.
Can I ask you, say you're guessing at what he wants? Didn't the Dark Lord supposedly write a book that says what
oh,
you're supposed to
the
do?
Book
to
of sight? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are you gonna touch that? Because, well, between you and me, if
we
I...
We call it the bad book.
The bad book.
You gotta live by the bad book, but here's the secret. You can never read the bad book. You just need to take everyone else's word for it, what's in there. And that, I think, is the secret of faith, is not actually reading.
And what's the secret to defeating the Dark Lord? Like, does he have any weaknesses or, like, pet peeves?
Well, you know, it's kind of, we've all got weaknesses, right? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't know about, Boysenberry is mine.
Boys and berries?
No, just Boysenberry.
Okay.
You got a weakness for boys and berries.
I was going to say, you're under arrest.
Can someone pass my drink under the table?
What? Sidor, just fucking chill.
So Boysenberry's your weakness. What would be the Dark Lord's weakness?
You know what I really respect about him?
Mm-hmm.
Does not tip his hand on that. Like, if he were here, he would not say, I mean,
so
maybe he does.
So he can't tip his hand. Oh, interesting. He can't tip his hand.
He's
getting great intel.
I don't think that's real information.
I'm getting great intel.
Oh, by the way, I heard that there are some great pies here in town, Boysenberry pies. Can you recommend Vorpal pies?
Yeah, we have Vorpal pies.
Yes.
My restaurant, Choo Choo's Chow, serves them.
Oh, great.
Or you could go directly to Jack Vorpal's Bakery, I
that's
suppose.
All right, great. Choo Choo's Chow, when you guys open, when are you open?
I don't know anymore.
I mean,
I guess I should be there right now.
You're obviously
Tuesday evenings.
You know what that reminds
me? Tuesday
We're
evenings.
We're open Tuesday evening.
I'm just going to miss you guys. I'm not going to be in town still on Tuesday.
Ask him to describe the dream more.
Describe the drink more.
Dream.
Describe your dreams more.
Yeah, so obviously I'd like to increase the size of my barony.
Oh.
maybe even, you know, get a port city
Wink.
Or something, become a Viscount. Sorry, Wink?
Wink? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been to Viscount City?
I've... I hear it's... I'm so excited to get there, but, you know, a lot of stuff to do here. When it's all done, I might take a vacation to Viscount City.
Yeah.
You know, and it would be great to actually be... You know, nobility is great, but, you know, every parent wants to see, you know, their kids... do a little better than them.
Sure.
So,
even your bastard kids?
No, they should do, like, they should only do, like, a little less well than me.
Yeah,
ever.
They kind of peter out.
Yeah, that's the right level for them.
Arnold, it's down here. Down here.
Yes, well, you know, if one of my kids...
I'm under the table. I've made
royalty,
myself one with the shadows.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
What's that, Isidore?
I've made myself one with the shadows. I'm here under the table.
What are they
hey,
doing?
Hey, look at my fingers over here.
Your paws are adorable.
Is that the way, right? I thought it was pronounced Viscount. Isn't it Viscount?
I don't know.
But, you know, to build a kingdom of my own here on Earth and then kind of oversee the end of days under our Lord and Destroyer, the Dark Lord.
Oh. You know what? I'm sorry. Three strikes and you're out. I think you've spent too much... We've had too much evil on this episode.
Strike the third?
Isidore, do not make that joke under the table.
Strike the third... Did you want me to say it?
Baron Ragoon, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
I've
never kicked a guest off before. You've just done... You're doing too much evil.
Well, okay. So how do you define too much evil?
I mean, the fact that you said you had to go and find yourself a wife, like that poor Ragoon girl is like...
Yeah.
Look, trust me. She is so happy now. She says stuff that I never think of. She's constantly whispering in my ears ways to like expand our power. Like she's really gotten on board.
I can't. Well, you took that ragu and made her prego.
Well, yes, I did. Yes.
Well, I think we're out of puns.
Yes.
Oh,
you have been defeated. I made myself one with the shadows, and I've been under this table the entire time. For I am the master of light and shadow, and now you've been cast off.
Are you the one who put this tack under my chair?
That's right.
And you sat on it. Boom, baby.
All right, well, I guess I'll leave. I'm sorry that this did not pan out. I was just coming over to say hello. I heard the Vermilion Minotaur was a place to meet people and make friends on the road. And
I feel so bad. Great. He's such a nice guy. So.
No, he's not. Here's the thing. He's not. I'm from the Midwest, so I know the difference between nice and polite. He's very polite. I appreciate, by the way, how polite you are.
Well, thank you very much.
But you're evil, so be gone.
Now, I have a question. The hunched figure behind the bar, is he the proprietor?
Blemish?
Yes.
He's currently the proprietor.
Great. You guys just go ahead and you know, do whatever you're doing here, and I'll talk to him for a bit.
This guy's going to team up with Blemish.
Who?
Wow, that was kind of intense and unpleasant.
And it happened at this table.
At this very table. This historic table.
We have defeated our second minion of the Dark Lord table.
Today, it was just the four of us. Tomorrow, there'll be more of us telling the story of tonight.
Squad goals.
John, have you gotten any emails?
I have. This is an email from, this is a bit of a long one, so bear with me.
Oh boy.
This is from Lucas Lapertosa. Says, message from the distant land of Brazil. Brazil?
Brazil, yeah.
Hey, Chunt, how are you? After listening to all the episodes some more than once, I've decided to write an email with some questions, and there's a question for each of us, so I'll try and clop through them here. First, is Clop a... Well, we'll figure it out. First of all, you and Arnie are clearly out of your minds. If Isidore invited me to his quest, I would join it in a heartbeat.
You have not met
Isidore. Of course you would.
So, Isidore, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You said that the Dark Lord was a wizard that you met, right? But you didn't go into too much detail. Maybe there's a more complex background you haven't told us. Maybe you guys were best friends, and when he turned to the dark path, you were left with Spintax. Explain what's going on with you guys. P.S. I fucking love your name.
That's not right. But
great.
Thanks for guessing. Yes, I'd met him at, you know, events and parties and whatnot. There are many wizards, you know, and we have a council once a year where we discuss important wizarding matters, and he used to be one of our order.
Oh, yeah.
Chunt, I have a serious question about your shape-shifting abilities. In my mind, when you were born, you had some unique physical traits that shouldn't disappear. Maybe you had big ears. I don't know. So if you and Arnie followed that sexual tension between you guys, hello, baby, and consummated your love, you should become a version of yourself in human form, not just a copy of Arnie, right? Yeah, I mean, I still have my distinguishing features. I won't go into too much detail. But yeah, you can always tell.
You can always tell it's Chunt.
It's hard to explain, but yeah, when you see Chunt as a crocodile or a tiny horse, you just kind of recognize that it's him.
Yeah. And finally, Arnie, this email was supposed to be sent to you, but I couldn't get the email right. I was thinking...
Magic Tavern at puppies.supplies. I don't know how hard that is.
And mine is chun@gmail.com, chun with six C's. I was thinking about something. If you could figure it out, a way to use the portal, would you rather go back to Earth or bring Sarah and your daughter to live in Foon with you guys? I know there's a lot of child death, but she would be friends with a shapeshifter and a wizard.
You know what I would do? I would bring Chunt and Usador to Earth.
Oh. I would go to that Bo Derek universe.
Fair enough.
I might go to that Wild West universe, but I would absolutely crash at your place.
Yeah, man, it'd be fun, and it'd be less dangerous.
It'd be less dangerous?
It would be less dangerous.
I don't think you said would.
There's no Dark Lord or violence or anything there?
I mean, there's lots of violence, especially in Chicago, and I can only imagine it's gotten even worse since I have left, but I mean, you know... I guess it'd be safer. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. The answer is TBD. What does TBD mean in Foon?
Total big dick.
That's right, then. It's TBD.
That's from Lucas Lapertosa, directly from Brazil.
Here's an email that I got. If you want to email me, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It is a real email address. And this is my audible response to the numerous emails I get all the time that are only asking if it's a real email address. It is. But this email says, "Hi, Arnie. I was wondering if you wanted me to recap any television shows for you that you might be missing from Earth television. Let me know. Hello to Chunt and Usador, Don Z.
Hello.
Hello.
Sacramento, California." That's a very good question. I'm a big television watcher. It's sort of a form of entertainment on Earth. And I miss a lot of shows. I'm really curious about what's going on with Survivor and Game of Thrones and... Better Call Saul. Lots of shows, but I don't want to be spoiled on any of those shows. They'll still be waiting for me when I get back. But I am curious what happened on season 2 of Extant. Also, what happened on season 1 of Extant? So please send me an email about what's going on in Extant, and please take this seriously. I want to really know what's happening on Extant. Don't make up fake storylines about the Halle Berry television show, Extant.
Excuse me, I feel real bad about how stuff turned out. I just wanted to buy everyone a round.
Wow.
So mead and a rainbow bowl and another mead and some goblin fire water for myself. I was just hoping, you know, we can just have a drink and all relax together.
Thanks, Baron. Should we call you Baron, or what do you...
I mean, my friends, well, my name is Shanglebirth. So you can call me Shanglebirth if you'd like. If that
I kind of still prefer
you,
Baron.
whatever you prefer. But come on, let's have a toast to Shrike, everyone. Shrike's back
to the liberation of Shrike.
I see what you did there.
That reminds me, I would also love emails telling me what happened on the last season of Strike Back on Cinemax. Actually, you know, we're gonna have to kick you out again.
He just bought us a round of drinks.
No, but still, he's an evil guy. But you can sit. Let's do a quick segment of Tavern Takeaways, which we haven't done in a while, where everyone recommends things that people should check out.
I, Usador the Blue, recommend that you visit the town of Winterdale here in Foon. And in Winterdale, there's a beautiful heaven's mouth where you can see all the beautiful parts of heaven, and angels fly in and out of there all the time visiting our world.
What about you, Chunt? Do you got a tavern takeaway?
Yeah, I'd recommend at Choo Choo's Chow, we're now serving, instead of rainbow bowls, we have rainbows. We just kind of shorten it. So it's like a rainbow bowl in a shot.
Oh.
And we light them on fire, and there's a whole production, a whole theatricality that Usador presents, so check those out.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Sorry to
promote my...
No, that's fine.
Push my own wares here.
Snagglebottom? Was that... I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
My first name was Shanglebirth.
Shanglebirth,
if that's difficult for you, you can stick with Baron.
That's
is
true.
Technically
true. Shanglebirth, what is your tavern takeaway?
All right, well, I think a takeaway that everyone should know is if you clear out 5 acres of timber, that'll give you some land and timber to build a goblin barracks. A sword rookery, and also like so many axe handles.
Ah, and follow up question:
real problem,
boys or berries?
You know what?
Nice trap, Chunt.
Who knows where this crazy road will take us?
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah,
so
he's
nice,
very polite.
I can't help but sort of
he's
like him.
Polite. There's a difference. And my tavern takeaway is check out the book "Devil in the White City." It's a delightful read about the history of Chicago and one of the most notorious serial killers. But you'll also learn a lot about the Great Chicago Exposition. I was going to say thank you, Baron, but please go away.
All right, well, I'm just right over the mountain, so you'll see me again.
Yes, we will.
Shrike is so close, and I had never heard of it before.
We're back.
The Empire Shrike's back.
And so we arrive at another semi-organic conclusion that always seems to come right around the 35-minute mark. A fact that would be more suspicious if not for the fact that none of that really happened. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Rafai. Baron Ragoon was played by special guest Chris Rathchen. Matt and Chris both perform in the improvised Star Trek podcast, in case this one isn't off-putting enough for your Muggle friends. Blemish was played by Martin Wilson with his own special brand of sarcastic self-doubt. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by...
Sorry to cut in, but I think you're going to want to hear this. It's an update on Trisha.
Trisha 8049? Yes, Craig, let's hear it.
This distress call came in a few minutes ago.
This is Kern. Is anyone out there? Is anyone out there? This is Kern. I need some help. I'm interested in this girl, hypothetically, and I don't know quite how to ask her out, so if anyone can help me...
Oh, hey, Kern.
Oh, hey!
Hi, what are you doing?
Trish, just doing a distress call. Very important space stuff.
I thought you already did one this morning when you got up.
Yes, I did, but you have to constantly monitor these things, so...
Oh, well, I think...
I really like your hair today.
Oh, I'm going to have to take your word for it, because I haven't seen it in what is now probably weeks, so...
Well, it looks very nice.
Oh, that's sweet. Hey, I wanted to let you know that I think I grew something.
Ooh!
I think I, like, created something that might be edible. I'm not sure, but I think that maybe we should, like, try to, like, put some heat on it.
Ooh,
and
yes,
see
heat.
If we can, like, I don't know, make dinner?
Oh, that sounds great. I'll get the candles out, and we'll have a nice little dinner.
Okay. You have candles? Have you had candles this whole time?
I have a bulk amount of candles.
I think, like, tonight we should itemize everything we have, because candles would have been super helpful, like, 3 weeks ago.
Well, I only use them for, you know, special occasions, so...
Okay.
We're, just be in the right mood.
Well, it seems like Trisha 8049 is stranded in the Grassforn galaxy. Good, it'll be easier to keep tabs on her there. Also, am I crazy, or was there a little bit of sexual tension going on?
I guess.
I don't know, just kind of a fun vibe. Maybe I'm reading into it.
Okay, well, Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, extra audio assistance by Jason Knox. Sponsored by Inventables at Inventables.com and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at ChicagoPodcastCoop.com. Also a quick heads up to subscribers. The back catalog is going to be moved to a different server this week, so there's a slight chance that your podcasting app may try to download everything all over again. So if you don't want that to happen, maybe go into your settings and change it to download just the most recent couple episodes instead of everything from the last couple days. That way it doesn't... because it might think they're new. Does that make sense? I don't know. I can't hear you anyway, so... sorry for the inconvenience. It should only happen once, but it just... be aware, or listen to them all again. I mean, they're fun.
Great information, Craig. You know, I've been wondering how we could make this more like the iTunes service agreement. Well done.